With our continuing coverage of Central College Athletics, we're joined by head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Connor Reardon, following a 93-91 double overtime win against BV. And coach, before we talk too much about the game specifically, three in a row for the Dutch. It definitely didn't come easy today, but man, this team has found a way here after some really tough games early in the season to swing the momentum back in their favor here entering the second round of conference run.
For sure. Yeah, we've faced some adversity early this season, but our guys, you know, we've got a really young group, and I think, you know, when you're young, you kind of ride the waves a little bit, but our guys just have so much heart, and I'm so happy for them. It's been a crazy week, and two overtime games. So yeah, we're fortunate enough to be on the winning end of these. I know that game could have gone either way, but shout out to Buena Vista. What a basketball team. They just made play after play after play, and they got some really good players. Just happy enough to get two more points.
Absolutely. And you know, for a little while there, it was like, we're going to get triple, quadruple overtime, because it just was like, you know, it felt like every time somebody would score, there was an answer, and every time somebody came up with a stop, the other team would get a stop, too. As a coach, I'm sure that's, you know, a really fun chess match, but at the same time, it's got to be really stressful trying to figure out how to put yourself in those spots to try to finally get the upper hand.
For sure, yeah. You're 100% right. There was just, like, no separation. I thought, like, in overtimes, the end of the last 6 minutes of regulation, I don't know if anybody had a lead bigger than 3 points, it felt like. So, yeah, our guys stepped up and made plays when they needed to. Their guys stepped up and made plays, and it was just an awesome, awesome basketball game.
Well, and because we talk about that, I got to ask, when Carson Jones hit the two free throws there, which was the first time, I think, in the entire overtime and maybe even the final 3 minutes of regulation that a team went up by two possessions,
yeah,
technically there.
Yeah.
Did that just kind of feel like a reset for the guys or whatever, and just kind of a weight lifted off the shoulders, or what was kind of the mentality after he made that one?
Yeah, maybe for a couple seconds, then they went and got down a layup, and it was a two-point game, and then we had to kind of play the game at the end. I thought we got a good look at it in the post, missed it, and then BB kind of had a transition look, so fortunate enough they didn't hit it, but yeah, I just can't say enough how crazy of a basketball game that was.
And I got to talk about two guys, they were members of last year's team. They've been really big in the run just in general, but tonight especially so. Owen Shipper, Anthony Gott, both of them finishing with big double-doubles. Owen with 26 points, 14 rebounds. Anthony, 28 points and 12 rebounds. Yeah, I mean, they were huge every time you needed a play.
Yeah, they were. Anthony, wow, his last, I mean, basically since we've come back from Christmas, he has just been outstanding. And when we recruited him, we saw the potential, and so it's awesome. He's just a great kid too, and he works so hard, so it's awesome to just see him kind of see some of the results and the success come from all that hard work. So Owen, he's nails. I mean, he played 47 minutes tonight. He played 43 minutes against Co. Like, that dude's legs are probably shot, but first thing he said to me in the locker room, he's like, hey, we go tomorrow, like, I'm ready to go. So, like, he's just a warrior, loves to play basketball. Couldn't be more proud of him.
And, again, we're talking to Connor Reardon, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team. And, you know, we talked about it. Things didn't get off to the start and conference play you guys wanted. But, you know, one thing that I think you guys know better than anything is in conference play, it's not necessarily about one result. It's about just continuing to fight, battle through the adversities and stuff like that, and try to set yourself up. This little three-game run, what has that done just for the group beyond just those nights in the games, even in the in practices, and just motivating them to continue to grow and get to that next level?
For sure, yeah. I think the biggest thing is just kind of giving the guys belief. Again, we've got a really young team who not a lot of guys have been there, done that at the college level. So for them to see some wins, to see some success, I think that's just kind of fueling some belief within them. Practices, and we got to get better at this. You know, I think our practices have been really, really good after wins. But then, you know, sometimes we don't have the best practice after loss. So we got to just continue to stay the course, whatever the result may be, okay, and be more obsessed with the process of getting better, and I think our guys are starting to figure that out.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Kyle. I think it would be a shame if we didn't talk about the play he had Wednesday, but then also tonight, you know, some other guys stepping up as well. Bradley Currid was huge in the first half there.
Yep.
Carson Jones down the stretch on the defensive end of the floor, and then Braylon Thompson off the bench as well has been a really consistent scorer all season.
For sure, yeah. We're lucky to have some really good players. Braylon and Kyle are two outstanding freshmen. Braylon shoots the ball really well, but he did a great job of getting to the hoop today, using his body, using his athleticism. Kyle didn't score as many points tonight, but still impacted the game. He got a lot of deflections. He's just a great rebounder. He did have a huge bucket in overtime. What a cool moment for him on Wednesday to hit a shot like that. But it's awesome. Yeah, we just get different guys stepping up each night from different spots, and I think that's going to help us be a deep team.
Absolutely. One final question for you, because now you get a really tough one with Nebraska Wesleyan coming in here before you get a little week layoff in between some road trips to Dubuque there. But, you know, looking at Nebraska Wesleyan, you know it's always going to be a tough matchup when you get the Prairie Wolves. Mm-hmm. What do you guys got to do to keep this momentum rolling into that game and make sure that, you know, regardless win or loss, you're doing everything you can to put yourself in the position to be in that game on Wednesday night?
For sure. I think it just comes down to playing hard, first off and foremost. So, we just got to have the effort and the intensity. Nebraska Wesleyan's a really good team. You know, they're in first place in our league right now. They have a great zone. They've got a great coach and a great system offensively. So, I think they hit 18 threes against us the first time, so we'll have to get them off the three-point line and take care of the ball a little bit better. But, yeah, excited for another ARC battle.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go so you can go celebrate a little bit before you get I'm sure, go pass out, because I'm worn out, and I wasn't even necessarily on the floor.
I know. And we had a Saturday night game. Game got pushed back, so, yeah, it's late. I'm going to go sleep, I think.
it's a good call, Coach, but congrats on a huge win here over BV to kick off the second run of American Rivers Conference play.
Appreciate it. Go Dutch.
Absolutely. That was Connor Reardon, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, following a 93-91 double overtime win.